Mansoor Hussain is among the hundreds of passengers who were able to leave on the first Pakistan International Airlines flight to the United Kingdom since Iceland's volcanic eruption last week. He spoke to reporters at the airport in Pakistan's southern coastal city of Karachi before his flight late Wednesday.
I've been stuck in England, in Pakistan for the past 5 or 6 days. It's been very problematic for me because of work and family. And it's made a lot of disruptions to our schedule. So unfortunately, fortunately, we are going back today, and hopefully it will be continuous.
His family was in Pakistan for a wedding 2 weeks ago. They were supposed to leave Sunday, but were unable due to flight delays. Sultan Hassan is PIA spokesman. He tells VOA that the Husseins are among the up to 17,000 travelers backlogged on PIA flights, which frequently run through European airspace. He says the recent shutdown of commercial aviation is worse than the shutdown following the September 11th, 2001 terrorist attacks on the United States.
I think this was a worse scenario. I don't think that such a standstill we had experienced before.
He says that during the recent crisis, PIA provided all it could for passengers en route to their destinations, including providing accommodations for passengers stranded in Paris.
All these passengers, around 320, were for New York. 70 were senior citizens, and there were about 16 infants. And for these infants, we really had to even provide diapers and milk.
Hassan says PIA now is doing everything it can to increase its number of flights and accommodate more passengers. But he says nothing can be done for the perishable goods meant for transport on PIA flights that have been lost after sitting in storage in Karachi. Hassan estimates that during the crisis, PIA suffered $2 million a day in losses. Ashfaq Ahmad is an economist and former advisor to Pakistan's finance ministry. He tells VOA that the natural disaster could not have happened at a worse time for Pakistan. Ahmad says that due to high oil prices and overstaffing, PIA already has been receiving assistance from the government. He says the Pakistani government most likely will pay for PIA's recent losses.
PIA is now dependent totally on Ministry of Finance to keep this airline floating. If they don't get injections or oxygens from Ministry of Finance, this patient would die.
And for passengers such as Mansoor Hussain and his family, the situation has cost them time they can never get back. Sean Maroney, VOA News, Islamabad.